Okay, we left off discussing the sugya of some phase in the base, where the Gemara quotes the Klal HaPratzokal to tell us that the Parsha of Shmira applies to cases which are Ke'en HaPrat, and to an extent there's an exclusion of Avadim Shtoros Karkos, and the Gemara says Hekdish as well. We raised two different possibilities, whether this is only true when it comes to Hiptur Tashlumin, or whether it means an absolute Hafkos HaShmira, perhaps very simply, that the Parsha does not apply to Avadim Karkin Shtoros at all. If you look in the Rambam, Hachoschiros, Perek Beis, Halacha Gimel, the Rambam writes the following Chiddush, that there are times that one would be Chayiv, even in cases of Avodim Karkin Shtaros, and that's the Chiddush of the Rambam when it comes to a case of Poshea. Even though this is an exclusion, the Rambam writes, from Geneva, Aveda, and Misa, Ukayotze Bahem, not true when it comes to the case of Poshea, because the Rambam writes, Shekol HaPoshea Maziku. And certainly there is no Ptur Hezek when it comes to Avodim Karka in Shtaros. Now again, this is not a classic case of Hezek. After all, this is considered to be that which is B'Shev Altasa. B'Chol HaTorah Kulu would consider this to be simply that which is a Grama. I failed to go ahead and to do something, and as a result, you suffer a loss. In such an instance, if it wouldn't be for the Hischaivus of Shira, we would not argue this is considered to be a Maisa Hezek at all. But given the fact that there was a Kabbalah Sachrais, and you took upon yourself to wash the particular chayfet, in that framework, this is considered to be a form of Hezek. So the Rambam writes the very great Kiddush, that even though we have our Kalav Prasiklal, nonetheless, this does not apply to the case of Shia. And the Ravid is Masik. The Ravid we saw yesterday has two Hasagas. Hasaga number one is the following. If you have an instance of a Shomer Chinam, who is in charge to watch Avadim Karkan Shtaros, and he says, for example, that there was an act of Shia, for example, something occurred. So, in that case, you really mean to argue that you'd be Chayiv? If that's true, we should always insist that a Shomer Chinam should make a Shvur Daraisa of Shalom Pasha, even in the cases of Avadim Karka in Shtaros. If you argue, even in Pshia Yer Potter, what's the use of having a Shomer Chinam make a Shvur on Avadim Karka in Shtaros, saying Shalom Pasha? But assuming that Pshia is Chayiv, so therefore the Shomer Chinam should be obligated to make that Shvua, and we know that Ein Yishvoi Nala Karkaos, there isn't a Shvua Sashomim, even in such cases as well. And then furthermore, the Ravid asks, that how do you understand the case of Shia Bebalim? Shia Bebalim, the Ravid writes, is considered Tipotter. The Torah tells us that there's a Ptur of Baal of Imo, in Baal of Imo, the Lo Yishalim, that extends even to Shia as well. How could that be according to the Rambam Shita? If you argue that Poshea is Maziku, there certainly is no license to be Mazik, even if it's Baal of Imo. Just because you have a relationship of Baal of Imo does not mean that you can destroy the Chayfetz. Of course you'd be Chayv in such a case. So therefore, why is it that Pshia Bebalim is Bata? However, Pshia in a case of Avadim Karkin Shtaros is considered to be Chayim. So we start to discuss the Chiddush of the Bircha Shmuel, B'Shem Reb Chaim. This is found in Baba Metzi and Simen Mem Zayin and Baba Kam and Simen Lamed Beis, where Reb Chaim points out that one has to distinguish between Avadim Karkin Shtaros on the one hand as opposed to Pshia Bebalim. Shia Bebalim is considered to be a Hafgas HaShmira. You are not considered to be a Shomer at all. And therefore, Shia Bebalim, of course, is Potter. Reb Chaim maintains that is not true when it comes to Avodim Karka in Shtaros. In that instance, that merely is a Ptur Tashlumin. And one could envision that there are certain limitations to the Ptur Tashlumin. Namely, in a case of Poshea. It's a Ptur of Gneva, Vaveda, Onesh, Shvura, Mesa. However, that does not apply in a case of Shia. We pointed out that this is what the Shach writes in the Chosh Mishpat as well, in Simen Samachov, where the Shach writes that if you have relationship of Baal of Imo, Al Tidin lo havi le Shomer alav klal, you're not considered to be a Shomer at all, El Ahavi ki inish da'alma, you're considered to be a bystander. And furthermore, the Shach points out as follows. The Torah tells us explicitly in the Parshas HaShomrim that there's a Ptur of Baal of Imo. Well, when it comes to a Shomer Chinam, for example, the only thing that a Shomer Chinam is Chayiv is for Pshia. And if there's a Ptur of Baal of Imo, then necessarily you must assume that Baal of Imo extends even to a case of Pshia as well. But that's the Chiddush that the Shach writes, and this is what Reb Chaim elaborates, that Baal of Imo means you are not considered to be a Shomer at all. Mashen Kein, when it comes to Avodim Karkin Shtaros, the Sugya of our Gemara assumes, despite the fact that you are a Shomer, you have a Ptur Tashlumin when it comes to certain cases. Now, if you look in the Nesivos, Nesivus and Reish Tari Aleph Sukkot and Lamed Dalet, the Nesivus maintains the exact opposite. One could distinguish between a case of Avodim Karak and Shtaros as opposed to a case of Ba'al Avimo. But the Nesivus writes the distinction should work in the opposite direction. Ba'al Avimo, where the Pasuk says Lo Yishalim, that means that it's a Tur Tashlumin. Despite the fact that you are considered to be a Shomer, sometimes a Shomer is considered to be exempt. That's what the Nesivus maintains. Mashenki, when it comes to Avodim Karak and Shtaros, here you have a klal of prat, a klal of harsugya, to tell us that the dinei shmirah do not apply. The parshas hashomer, kol dvar pesha, is only when it's shor chamor ser salma. So in such an instance, that doesn't sound like a ptur tashlumin, but rather that is considered to be a hafgas hashmirah. So there's several possibilities. One perhaps could have argued that what is true of avadim karak and shtaros is true of ba'al avimo. One could have distinguished between the two, and how you maintain that distinction, in which direction. So that is the fundamental machlokas between the Shach and the Nesivus. But the Nesivus maintains Ba'al Avimo, that is the Ptur Tashlumin, not true when it comes to the cases of Avodim Karka and Shtaros. Where do you see that this is true? So the Nesivus writes that his Raya is from a different detail of Shmira, and that is Shlichus Yad. The Torah tells us that a Shomer is Potter. When is that true? Im Sholach Yadu Malachas Reihu, as long as he was not Sholeach Boyad. In fact, this is one of the three Shvuas HaShomim. A Shomer has to make a Shvua affirming his taina. A Shomer says the object was stolen. So the Shomer Chinam has to make a Shvua that that was true. He has to make a Shvua that he was not Poshea, because if indeed he was Poshea, then he would be Chayiv, despite the fact that there was a Gneva or a Veda. And he also has to make a Shvua Shlo Sholach Boyad, because if he was Sholeach Boyad, good, originally he was a Shomer Chinam. But if he is Sholeach Boyad, now he's Chayiv Ba'onsin. So therefore he has to make a Shvua Shlichus Yad as well, and it's a fascinating issue. What is the Iker Shvua Sashomim? And what is considered to be only Tafel? What is perhaps only Chalmidin Gilgul Shvua? Are all three of those Shvuas considered to be equal? Or perhaps are they not? Maybe intuitively one would argue that the Shvua that the Shomer makes to substantiate his Taina, the Shomer Chinam says the Chepetz was stolen. So making a shvua that in fact is true, that the chepetz is not in my closet, shina b'shusi, maybe one could argue that is an ikar shvua sashomim. The other shvuos are more derech agav, right? You have substantiated your taina, but maybe A occurred, maybe B occurred, maybe you were kosheya, maybe shleach boyad. Perhaps one could argue that those are only chal medinei gilgul shvua. But these are three different shvuas that the shomer makes. In the case of Shlichus Yad, of course, a Shomer would in fact be Chayiv. So, when Nesivus writes the following Chiddush, what is the halach of Shlichus Yad if it is Ba'al Avimo? So, when Nesivus writes, that's what the Gemara tells us in Bav Metzia and Daf Mem Aleph and Aleph, that Shlichus Yad Be'Banim is Chayiv. You have a relationship of Ba'al Avimo. Does that mean that you have a right to be Shaleach Yad, to impair the Chepetz? Certainly not. So there's no ptur of Shlichus Yad in a case of Ba'al Avimo. And when we learn more details of Shlichus Yad, we'll see Shlichus Yad is not exactly the same as Gneva. Shlichus Yad is a prat within Dinei Shmira. Sometimes if a person will go ahead and destroy one's Chepetz, he can be a Mazik. Sometimes he can be Chayiv HaTorah Ganav or Gazlan. But the details of Shlichus Yad is a prat midinei Hashmira. Just for example, the Shita Kobetzes writes in Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Aleph from an Aleph, one of the unique chiddushim of Shlichus Yad is if a person is Shaleach Yad b'miktas, he's chayiv al hakol. Let's assume, for example, I am a Shomer and I agreed to watch, right, a series of objects, but there was one hafgada. If I am Shaleach Yad b'miktas, I'm chayiv al hakol. That's not usually true when it comes to mazik, for example. That's not true when it comes to a ganav or a gazlan. That's a unique prat within Shlichus Yad. I reached my shmira, I was shaleach yad the pikadam, I am chayiv for the entirety of the pikadam, even that which was I was not shaleach boyad. That certainly is not halacha b'chola tarakula. That is midine shmira. And therefore the Nesivus writes the following chiddush. If in fact Shlichus Yad Bebailim is Chayiv, you see that that is not considered to be a Hafgas Hashmira, that your mom is considered to be Ki'inish de Alma. If a strange bystander would be Shaleach Yad, he would not be Chayiv B'Torah Shlichus Yad. The fact that Balavimo is not an exemption of Shtiflus Yad indicates that Balavimo is a prat midine tashlume shmira, but nonetheless the relationship of the Bala Chepes and the Shomer certainly exists. And then the Nesivus writes the second half as well, which is a chiddush, and that is that this is not true when it comes to karka avadim in shtaros. That if I am a shomer in charge to watch avadim karka in shtaros, the prate dinim of shlichus yad do not apply to me. Why is that true? Very simply, the Nesivus writes, because that's a hafkas hashmira. I am not considered to be a shomer. So if I would be shaleach yad bekarka b'avadim u'shtaros, I would not be chayiv b'torah shlichus yad. Maybe one could envision I would have a chiyuv b'torah mazik on that which I damaged, or maybe a chiyuv to an extent certain elements of gneva or gzeil we'll have to discuss. However, there's no chiyuv b'torah shlichus yad. This is not a gemara. This is a chiddush that the Nesivus suggests, but the Nesivus writes that this is a beis yosef. The Beis Yosef in Simon Reish Sarivav, which tells us that there's no chiyuv of shlichus yad when it comes to cases of avadim karka and shtaros. On this basis, the Nesivus writes, you see that avadim karka and shtaros is a hafka, it's a shmira. And therefore it's potter even in cases of shlichus yad. If you look in the stipler, the Kiddush Yaakov, here in Bava Kam in Simon Lamevav, the stipler is matcha that raya. Even if you assume, when it comes to avadim karkin shtaros, as Reb Chaim maintains, it's a tur, it is not considered to be a hafkas hashmira, still one could envision that there's no chiyu in cases of shtiflus yad. Why is that true? Because that very sugyan, Bav Mesih and Daf Mem Aleph, from an Aleph, explains the following, that shlichus yad, tzricha kinyan, Srichus Yakinyan, in the sense that Shlichus Yad goes hand in hand with Kinyane Gzela. The fact that I was obligated to wash this chepetz, and I was Shaleach Boyad, and to some extent I impaired that chepetz, so therefore I am Kona, and as a result I am fully Chayiv. I'm Chayiv now even in cases of Ones Gamor. No, we discussed earlier, right? The Chiddush Atosus and Daf Kumbav Medbeis, or Sameach raised that issue. How can anyone be Chayiv Onsen? The answer is that onsin and kinyanim go hand in hand. After all, what do you expect? I should have prevented the ones. How can you prevent an earthquake, a hurricane, an ones gamor? How can you prevent an ones gamor from occurring? The lamdas is that you're not chayiv b'toras chiyuv shmira. If you're kona the chayfet, the Bala Chepetz will always lose, whether he's at fault or whether it's not. If there's a home and an earthquake destroys the home, you will lose your home. It's not a question of were you guilty, were you innocent. The Bala Chepetz will lose anytime it's from Makom Hefsid. How is it possible then for one who is Shaleach Boyad to be Chayim Ba'omsin? The answer is a single word, and that is Kinyanin. When he's Shaleach Boyad, he is Koneh. And therefore, he's chayiv, even bonsin as well. The Stipler points out that this is true. If shlichus yad is a function of kinyanim, then one could argue as follows. We know that karka, avodim, shtaros are excluded from kinyane gneva, kinyane gzela. Karka, in an exalus. Avodim, in an exalion. That's a sugi babakam and afkuf yud zayin wabay. You certainly don't have kinyane gneva or kinyane gzela when it comes to karka. We'll have to discuss whether there's an issa. When we say that karka is not bichlal gezel, what exactly does that mean? Boshev Shad, according to Rov Rishon, means the following. Of course, there's an issa gezel, like our Tosus writes in our Daf, the case of Hasagas Gvul Tosus says. I go ahead and I move the marker from this border to that border, and now I go ahead and utilize that property. You know, so in such a case, I violate an issur of gezel. What does it mean that karka is not subject to gezel? It means karka is fixed, karka is lonaydi, and therefore you don't have kinyane gneva. You don't have kinyane gzela. There's a difficult tosus about Messiah and of Samach Aleph and Aleph, Duramaschel Ella. The tosus seems to indicate that karka, avadim, and shtaros are even excluded from the issur of gezel. Moshe Pshat, according to Rov Rishonim, an Isra of Gezel there is. When we say that the Chepetz is not subject to Gzela, it means those elements of Kinyanim. So the Stipler just points out the following Yiddish. Even if one should assume, as the Nesivus writes, that there is no chiyuv of shlichus yad when it comes to avonim karka and shtaros, that is not an indication that it's a hafgas hashmira. That could be for a very different reason, and that is that karka is in an igzelas and avonim rukush the karka. Not necessarily, as the Nesivos maintains, that this is a clear indicator that it's considered to be a hafgas hashmira. If you look, however, in the Mishnah Malach, found in Hilchos Toin Benita, Perakei Halachavav, the Mishnah Malach discusses a Tshuvas HaRashva. The Tshuvas HaRashva is found in two places, in Chelek Aleph, in Tav Tav Kuf Nun Beis, and also in Chelek Beis, Simen Kuf Chav, where the Mishnah Malach writes the following Kiddush, when it comes to a case of Shtaros, so Enoch Inami, if you are a shomer and a shtar, so mashbin also, shelo shalach boyah. We do insist that you make a shua that you are not shaleach boyah. Interesting chiddush that the Rashba writes. Poshup shat, this is not a din d'araisa, but it's a din d'rabbanan. Why is it that you would insist on such a shua shelo shalach boyah? Apparently the Rashba is of the opinion that even when it comes to shtaros, when it's chayim in the case of shlichus yad, and therefore, if you want to be exempt, you have to affirm that you are not shaleach boyad. Because in cases of avodim karka in shtaros, maybe there is a halacha of shlichus yad. That's against the Nesivos, against the Beis Yosef, the Nesivos quotes. If one assumes as the Rashba, that even when it comes to shtaros, for example, when it's chayim b'torah shlichus yad, that sounds like then the lumbus of Rav Chaim, that this is not considered to be a hafgas hashmira, but rather it's a tur tashlumin, but the dine shmira, the chalos hashmira, still exists, and in such a case one could envision certain aspects of shmira that apply even in cases of avodim karka shtaros. So one case is Pshia, like the Rambam writes. Another case, the Rashba writes, is exactly this instance of a case of Shlichus Yad. To some extent, this issue is subject to a Safek in Tosus, a little bit earlier in Bava Kamma, and Daf Nun Zayin Amud Beis. The Gemara raises a very basic issue when it comes to Shomer. We know that there are three Parshios found in Parshas Mishpatim regarding Shmira. The Torah begins with Shomer Chinam, Shomer Sachar, and then tells us the Parsha of Eshoel. Even though we know that they're Dalid Shomrim, there's also a Socher, right? So one thing is clear, a Socher does not have unique halachos. No, it's included in one of those earlier Parshios. No, and that's exactly the issue that the Gemara raises. What is the halacha of a Socher? It's clearly not independent, because there are only three parshios of Shmira. There's Shomer Chinam, Shomer Socher, and Shoel. And therefore the question is, who is this Socher? When it comes to the case of a Shoel, the Torah tells us if a person borrows a chepes and the nishvar omeis, let's say the animal becomes lame or the animal dies, in such a case, the Shoel is dying. So the Gemara raises an unusual kasha that ein yela shvur omeisa. We know the Torah tells us explicitly, I borrow your animal and it dies, I'm chayim. What about Geneva Vaveda? Where do we see that a shoel is chayim? In Geneva Vaveda, that's the kasha of the Gemara, that's the Zayin Vabeis. The Gemara answers, no, isn't it a kava chomer? A shomer sachar is potter in cases of onsin, he's potter in a case of shvur umesa, and a shomer sachar is chayim in Geneva Vaveda, so a shoel that is chayim even in shvur umesa, so eino din shechayim b'Geneva Vaveda. A kava chomer. If you're chayiv onsin, you're certainly chayiv in a case of geneva vaveda, kavachomer shomer sachar. And then the Gemara adds, v'zel kavachomer she'ein alav tshuva. And this cannot be refuted. This is a kavachomer she'ein alav tshuva. The Gemara just raises the following. V'yisal kadaitas, if you'll tell me, listin mizuyam ganav. Geneva vaveda means a person comes, I understand that, an armed robber, but a person comes and he steals the chepes. Let's assume you're dealing with a case of listin mizuyin. In such a case, right, a person comes, right, an armed bandit, he puts a gun to your head and he seizes the chepetz. So in such a case, right, the shomer sachar is going to be potter in that instance as well. That's not the case of Gneva Vaveda, the case of Listim Mizuyin. But the Gemara question is the following. Listim Mizuyin, does that have the halacha of a ganav? If it has the status of a ganav, Listim Mizuyin, so therefore, wait a second. Am I ain't a love tshuva? Why is it that you say that this is an irrefutable kavachomer? Ikul Mifras, the Gemara says you can raise the following chiddush. Ironically, there's a certain chumrah that a shomer sachar has over a shoah. And what is that? Ma the shomer sachar shekin mashon tashlume kefil betoin tanas listin mizuyin. Good? All of a sudden I go over to my shomer sachar and I say, where's the chepes? He tells me the following. A terrible thing happened. The person came, he drew his gun, he insisted on the chepes, I had to give it to me. A case of listin mizuyin. What would happen if he's lying? And when such a case, if he's towing tanas listin mizuyin, and it turns out that that's not the case, all of a sudden now we see that the chayfetz is his reshut, he's chayiv kefil. So there's a possibility of the shomer sachar being chayiv kefil. Is there ever a possibility that the shoal will be chayiv kefil? No. The shoal only is going to be chayiv keren. So you see that in a certain instance, shomer sachar could be more chomer than even a shoal. So the Gemara answers, no, that's not a chumra whatsoever. The sabrai tarna, the karna below shvua, adifa mikfela bishvua. The fact that a shoal is always chayiv is a chumra over a case of a shomer sachar. It's true that if you're exempt, there's some times that you'll be chayiv kefil. But that is considered to be a kula compared to the possibility that you are always chayiv. Even though it happens to be true that sometimes the shomer sachar is going to have to pay more than a shoal will pay, that's a function of the chomer of shoal. That's because we don't even get to that point. It's not a taina hapoteres. A shoal categorical will be chayiv. And therefore, obviously, there is no chiyuv of kefil. That's the Gemara. Good? So again, the Gemara says the following. That one could envision a chumra of shomer sachar over a shoel. But this is only true if you assume listin mizuyim is dino kiganim. If you would assume that listin mizuyim is dino kigazlin, for example, there's no shaila whatsoever. Because as you know from this sugya, a ganav is chayiv kefil, a gazlin is not chayiv kefil, so there is nothing to discuss. The only possibility of a kasha would be the only hechatimtzim. That one could envision a potential chumrah of a shomer sachar over shoel, you're forced to assume that listin mizuyim is a ganav, right? And even that, the Gemara's marcha. What kind of chumrah is that? It's precisely because you're potter that you can envision kefil, not when it comes to the case of shoel. Good. So Tosus and Daf Nun Zayin Beis, the Ramaskol Nimtza, is bothered by the following. That's the only case where you could envision kefil when it comes to shomer sachar. That the Gemara says, this is the one instance of a chumra of shomer sachar over shoel. Tosu says, I'll give you another case, Vimtomar. Akati nimsa shomer sachar mishalim kefil. I'll give you another case where you'll pay kefil. Now, and that's the following. Betoin time is gana. In a regular case where the shomer sachar says, I have terrible news, not this in the zuyim. Someone stole the chayfet. But what's the obvious difficulty? You know, shomer sachar is chayiv in Geneva Vaveda. No, no. Toin tanas gana bibaylin with relationship of balavimo. That's Tosus discussion. You don't have to get into the whole issue of whether listin mizuyim is a gana for a gazlan. I'll give you a case where everyone agrees it's a case of gana. Where the shomer sachar says that the object was stolen by a gana. Someone came in the thick of the night and took the chayfet. I, his father, not of Balavimo. So therefore, isn't that a case? Isn't he chayiv? He's not chayiv in a case of Balavimo. Then he's father. If it turns out that that tiny was absolute sheker, and come the next morning, you see the chayfetz is sitting there in his yard, in his closet, in such a case, isn't he chayiv kefil? Isn't that toin tanas gana? So in a shomer chinam, it's toin tanas gana. In a shomer sachar, it could be toin tanas gana b'balim. What about in a case of a shoel? Hashem's chayiv in all those cases, no? So in such an instance, that also could be an instance that we could envision that a shomer sachar is more chamor than a shoel. That's Tosfos discussion. So in Talma, akanti nintza shomer sachar mishan kefil b'toin tanas gana b'balim. also writes the following chiddush: V'shema ein shayich keifel b'toin tanes galav be'inyan zeh. That's also a safek. Maybe there is no chiyuv keifel in toin tanes galav be'inyan. Maybe there is no chiyuv keifel, and that's why the Gemara mentions that. It also senses v'achidu shayich, and even if you assume there is a chiyuv keifel, still, the Gemara could have asked that kasha. And if the Gemara asked that kasha, you know what the Gemara would have answered? The same teret, that being chayiv, right, is a chumra over being potter, even though potter means sometimes there'll be a chiyuv of keifel. In any case, so you have a safek of tosos is nistak, as to whether there's a chiyuv keifel in towing tanis gana b'vayla. What exactly is the safek? Not so clear. What is the suffix of Tosfos? Whether Toin Tanas Ganav Abanim is Potter, whether it's considered to be Chayiv Keifel. So here, there's several different possibilities. If you look in the Ktos in Reish Tzadi Aleph in our Siman, Sivkot in Yud Ches, the Ktos writes the following Chiddush. When you're Chayiv Keifel, a Ganav is Chayiv Keifel, that's true, but you're Chayiv Keifel in towing tennis gunner. Towing tennis gunner. What is the normal case of towing tennis gunner? I go to the shomer and say, where's the chayfet? The shomer chinam says it was stolen. What's the next step? That the shomer has to make a shvua to that effect. He has to make a shvua to shomer. And then it turns out he was lying through his teeth. The chayfet is hidden in his house. So in such a case, if the shomer is towing tennis gunner, and he makes a shvua, she'enu b'shusi, and it turns out he's lying, then the Torah tells us he is chayiv keifel. So the Ktos writes the following chiddush, isn't it? An ABC. Now that's the basics. That keifel in Toin Tanis Ganav goes hand in hand with shvua. Goes hand in hand with shvua. When a shomer comes with a particular taina, and he makes a shvua to that effect, and it turns out that that is absolute sheker, then he is chayiv. So the chiyuv keif and the chiyuv shvu go hand in hand. Well, if that's the case, so Tosfos envisions that there should be a chiyuv keifel in a case of towing tanas ganav bebanim. So Tosfos writes, mashma midivreihem diika shvuas hashomrim mishmir bebanim. Apparently, you see that Tosfos is assuming, at least in that one side of Tosfos, that even if it's balavimo, we insist on a shvuas hashomrim. Because if there was no shvuas hashomrim, well, how in the world can you ever be chayiv keifel? Keifel in gneiva doesn't require a shvuah, but keifel in towing tanav ganav, of course, requires a shvuah. So if it's towing tanav ganav b'vaylim, Tosfos says mashmi divrayim deika shvuas hashomrim. Because after all, the towing tanas ganav ein chayiv ad sheyishava bebezdin. The shomer makes his claim and supports his claim through a shvuah. And the Ktos writes v'chein nireh. The keva lo ksiv ela im ba'alavima lo yishalim. The Torah writes when it comes to ba'alavima, saptur tashlumin. Im kein ein haptur ela b'tashlumin. But yin chayiv b'shvuas hashomim. Kiddush, no? Mashain came at Tosfos writes when it comes to Avodim Karkin Shtaros. In that case, there's no shvu whatsoever. However, Tosfos that continues and says, Shema Ein Shayach Keifel B'Toin Tanas Ganavin Yinzeh. Why exactly is that the case? Because the Tosfos writes, because Kol Daka Keifel, Memela, like a shvuah. So the Ktos assumes that keifel and shvuah goes hand in hand. And you know what the two days in Tosfos are? Whether there's a shvuah sashomrim in a case of Baal Avimo. If it's a ptur tashlumin, one could envision that the status of shomer is maintained in your chayv shvuah sashomrim. Mashenkin, if you assume it's a hafkas hashmira, then there's no shvuah sashomrim as well. That's what the Ktos understands, the suffix of Tosfos. And then the Ktos continues and writes, Shuv Matzasi B'Yerushalmi. And the Ktosis says Perakei, it's a mistake, it should be Perakhes, right, of Mesechus Shvuos Halacha Aleph. Ifligu ba'amorai. In the case of Ba'alavim alo Yishalim, Yishalmi is explicit. Ma'u shi Yishava. In a case of Balavimo, is there a Shvuos Hashomim? Rab Zera says Nishba. Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Yula Amrei Travayu ain't on Nishba. It's a Mafurish Machlokis in the Yerushalmi. Machlokis Amoraim in the Yerushalmi, whether it's a Shvuos Hashomim in Balavimo? No, that's a Ktos Reis. It's exactly our question. As to whether Balavimo is a Hafkos Hashmira, or whether it's a Ptur Tashlomim. That issue, the Shach, Rab Chaim, Ben Asivas, the Ktos explains. It's a suffix in Tosfos. And the Machlokis, Amoraim, Yerushalmi. Of course, who will disagree, right, with this Ksos? Ben Asivas, on that Ksos. Right, so that certainly is not true. The Asivas maintains that in the case of Baal of Imo, that's a Ptur Tashlomim. Ptur Tashlomim is not a Hafkos Hashmira. Not a Hafkos Hashmira at all. And therefore, the Nesivus maintains that of course there's a shur. That's not a suffix. When Tosus has a suffix as to whether there's a chiyuv kefel in the cases of Baal of Imam, so the Tosus assumes kefel equals shur. If there's a shur, and you're nishba l'sheker, you're chayv kefel. And if there's no shvur, you're patur na kefel. A suffix as to whether you're chayv kefel is a suffix as to whether there's a shvur. The Nesivus writes, that certainly is not true. Baal Avimo is a ptur tashlumin. It's not at all a hafkos hashmira. And therefore, of course, there's a shvur. The suffix of Tosus is the following. There is a shvur. And you are nishba l'sheker. The question is there a chiyuv kefel? The pasuk says, Baal Avimo, lo yishalim. Does the Ptur Tashlumin of Baal Avimo extend even to kefel? But of course, there is a Shvuos Hashomer. Of course, there's a Shvuos Hashomer in that particular instance. And what about the Yerushalmi? What do you mean, of course, there's a Shvuos Hashomer? It's machlokas amalar in Yerushalmi. So the Tosfos just aligned the shitas. That today is Yerushalmi, but today is the Tosfos. But the Nesivus writes there is definitely a shvur. So the Nesivus writes the following. Wait a second. What shvur is Yerushalmi talking about? That's referring to a shvur shalo poshati. Shalo poshati. We pointed out that there's several different shvurs when it comes to Shvuos Hashomer. There is what the Nesivus points out is the Ikar HaShvua. The Ikar HaShvua is the Shvua that supports the Taina HaPoteret. You claim it was stolen, swear that it was stolen. Swear that you're not sitting on the Chepetz. That's the Ikar HaShvua. A Shvua Shelo Pashati Lo Shlafti Bo Yad, those are ancillary Shvuas. That's not my Taina. That's in the case of a Moda Mikzas. A Shvuos Eid Echol. Those are the three Shvuos that I said, no? In all those cases, what are you doing? You're making a Shvuos to support the Taina. A Moda Mikzas. I am supporting that fact. I make a Shvuos. I don't owe you the second half. That's my response. Shalom Pashati is not a Shvuos that's supporting the Taina. My Taina is the object was stolen. That's the Iker Shvuos HaShomer. Once the Shomer is making the Shvuos HaShomrim, so therefore, you know what? We'll also have him make other Shvuos as well. Because the Baal HaChepetz can have the following claim. Okay, you're right, it was stolen, but maybe you did this, maybe you did that, maybe you were Poshea. It's okay, fine. So, we have a concept of a Yogo Shvuos. Once a person is chayv in an Ikar HaShvuos, you can broaden the Shvuos. So then Nesivus writes the following Chiddush. The Ikar HaShvuos HaShomrim, Sheinu Bershusi, meaning that the Chepetz was really stolen, that's not a machlokas near Yerushalmi. That of course he has to make. The machlokas near Yerushalmi is the following. Shiva Bebailim is Potter. Well, if Shiva Bebailim is Potter, so in a case of Balavimo, where he must make a Shvua Shina Breshusi, that supports the Taina HaPoteres, do you also insist that he should make a Shvua Shlo Pashati? Or do you argue, Shlo Pashati, Shiva Bebailim is Potter? That's the machlokas in Yerushalmi. But not as far as Iker Shvuas Hashom is concerned at all. So this is the dual chiddush of Yerushalmi. Right? This is what the Nesivus maintains. Number one is there is absolutely a Shvuah. Because Balavimo is not a Hafkos HaShvuah, it's a Ptur Tashlumin. There's an absolute Shvuah. What is the issue of our Tosos? Whether the Ptur Tashlumin extends to Keto, or whether it does not. And that machlokas in the Yerushalmi says, if you look in the Yerushalmi, you will see that Shom Minyan Shvua Shalom Pashati Mayri, not the Shvua Sein of Rishusi. And that's a fundamentally different type of Shvua. This is exactly the Kiddush of the Nesivus, that Bala Bimo is a Ptur Tashlumin, but there definitely is considered to be a Chiyuv Shvua. So therefore, two very different possibilities. Understand the Suffolk of Tosos. A third possibility. If you look in Or Sameach, in Ochus Gnevim, Peregdala Halach Yud, or Sameach writes the following Chiddush. This issue of Tosus, the Suffolk, as to whether there's a Chi of Kefil when it comes to Toin Tanas Ganav Balavimo, or Sameach writes, Poshub Shat, the Suffolk and Tosus is exactly our issue. Right, shenistapku im bebailim eno shomer klal. V'rachmana lochid shekeifo rak b'shomer v'lo b'yishacher. Or Sameach writes, the chora, the suffix of Tosus is exactly our issue, Pashup Shai. As to whether balavimu is a hafgos hashmir, in which case there's no chi of keifel, whether it is a p'tur tashlumi. And one then could argue that Torah Tashlumin applies to Gneva Vaveda, but not to cases of Kesa. But then the Rosameach suggests a very great Kiddush. The Ktzos writes that Kefil and Shvua go hand in hand. The Nesivus writes that no, there is definitely a Chi of Shvua, and the Suffolk of Tosus is regarding Kefil. You have the status of a Shomer, or Chayav Shvuas HaShomerim. The question is only whether it's a Chi of Kefil. Does the Ptur Tashlumin extend to Kefil? Where Sameach suggests perhaps the opposite possibility. That there is no Shvuah. There is no Shvuah whatsoever in the cases of Balavimo. That's the given of Tosus. And you know what the suffix of Tosus is? Can you ever be chayiv kefil without a shvua d'oraisa? In a normal case of a shomer chinam, I say to the shomer, where is the chayfet? He says it was stolen. The Torah insists he make a shvua d'oraisa. If he swears falsely, he's obligated to make kefil. In a case of balavimo, there's no Shvuah. So if I go over to him and I say, where's the Chepetz? And he says, I have terrible news for you. The Chepetz was stolen. Am I obligated to make a Shvuah? No, because in the case of Balavimo, there's no Chi of Shvuah whatsoever. All of a sudden we find out the guy's lying. Not his Shvuah, but his Taina, his claim in Beis Din that the Chepetz was stolen. It's not true. We see now that it's sitting there in his closet. Is he chayav kefil or is he not? When the Torah requires a shvua, well, of course, only chayav kefil ayde shvua. But if there is no chayav shvua, because shmirah b'vaylam does not result in a shvua sashom, maybe one could argue the opposite chiddush, that you're chayav kefil b'li shvua. What would the lumdus be? Very simply. When you chayav kefil, very simply, when there is a kfira hapoteres. Kfira hapoteres means the following. when you deny to exempt yourself. Denial which exempts you, if it turns out that you're lying, right, that is Hayav Kefil. Well, in a normal case of a shomer, the only type of denial that will exempt you is if you deny Al Yedei Shvuah. But if you're dealing with a shomer where there's no Chiyuv Shvuah, so what exempts you? I take you to bed and I say, where is the chefetz? And you answer, it was stolen. Is there a shvuah? No, there's no shvuah because of Olavimo. So the taina hanitva is a taina hapoteres. A taina hapoteres, which it turns out is absolute sheker, that generates a chiyuv kefil. That's what the Rosh Hashanah suggests. Right, the chiddush and tolsus. Maybe one could argue there's no shvuah whatsoever in shmirah b'bayim. And the possibility of the chiyuv kefil means that if there's no chiyuv shvuah, you don't require a shvuah in order to create such a chiyuv. Right, an interesting possibility. Interesting chiddush that you find in Rosh Hashanah. That means three possibilities in the Sunday Suffolk of Tosfos. One possibility that Zosh, when Kefil goes hand in hand, and the issue is exactly that point, Hafgos HaShmir of Tzur Tashlumin, the Nesiv is that the Chuli Alma there is a Shvuah, but maybe the Tzur Tashlumin of Balavim will extend to Kefil, but there's Sameach, there certainly is a Tzur Shvuah, but can you have a Chi of Kefil with simply a Taina HaPoteres, Li Shvuah, the Torah doesn't insist on a Shvuah. I'll tell you an interesting chiddush. This or sameach. That if there is no chiyuv shvuah, you don't need a chiyuv shvuah to be chayav kefil. Our tosis, no? And our daf, dermas b'yotzo karkos. Tosis is bothered by a simple issue. Our gemara quotes a pasuk. To tell us there's no chiyuv kefil when it comes to karka. Tosis is bothered by an obvious issue, no? Bim tamar. Well, of course there's no chiyuv kefil. Ein yishvayin ala karkos. Kefil is only in a case where there's a shvuah. So if there is no shvuah, there is no chiyuv kefil. That's Tosfos' kasha. Tosfos answers, yeah, you have to assume that this pasuk refers to hecha d'nishva ayde gilgul. Gilgul shvuah. The guy was in bezin making a shvuah anyway. So then I have a right to be mashvim regarding karka. So mashvim regarding karka, and it turns out he's lying, even then he's not chayav kefil. Tosfos right. Don't make chetims, it's only in the case of gilgul shvuah. According to the Rosh Hashanah, one could argue very well. If the Torah doesn't allow or insist on a shvuah, then you're chayav kefil b'li shvuah. It's not a halacha in shvuah, it's a halacha in taina hapoteres. In a normal case of shmir of metaltolin, the shomer is only going to exempt himself ayyidei shvuah. So he's only chayav kefil ayyidei shvuah sheker. In a case where you'll exempt himself simply with the tainus hashomer, the tainus hanitva saying it was stolen, you don't require shvuah. If that's true, you could resolve like the tosis is kasha very easily. In fact, one perhaps could even raise his aura against the sameach. That tosis does not envision that this is possible at all. Tosis is assuming that there can never be a chiyuv kefil without the shvuah sheker, like the assumption of the ksos, like the assumption of the nesivos. So if that's true, it would be harder to interpret, right, the suffix of Tosfos just a few blot earlier on Daf Nun Zayin as being this suffix, where Tosfos assumes the Rabashut, that you can't have a Chi of Kefil without a Shvuah Sheker, and that's what forces Tosfos to assume that you have to argue our Gemara is referring to a case of a Gilgul Shvuah. We pointed out the Chiddush Reb Chaim is that Baal Avimo was considered to be, right, the Hafgos HaShmira. And therefore you're potter even in cases of Pshia. And then Sivas writes, how can that be? Isn't it clear from the Gemara Bava Metzia and Daf Mem Aleph, the Shlichus Yad Bebaid Lemeschayiv. And Shlichus Yad is a Prat Midinei HaShmira. And therefore Sivas writes, you see that there is Allah of Shomri. It's not just simply Hafgos HaShmira. Despite the fact that you're a shomer, there's certain exemptions. And the exemption applies in certain cases, doesn't apply in a case of Shlichus Yad. So, the following ha'ar. Number one, the Rambam never quotes this halacha, interestingly. The shlichus yad, the banim esayim. Rambam never mentions such things. The Rambam does not quote that sugya, but Messiah, Daf Melech Lahalacha. Maybe one could envision that the Rambam, who is assuming that it's a haftoah sashmira, maybe the Rambam could even assume that that would apply to dinei shlichus yad as well. It's interesting, the Rambam never writes this halacha that shlichus yad abayim is chayim. In that Nesivus, if you saw in Reis Tari Aleph, the Nesivus mentions a further possible issue. The Gemara writes the shlichus yad abayim is chayim. So how could anybody disagree with that? Nesivus suggests perhaps the following chiddush. Maybe we're talking about a case where it was balav imo b'shas shlichus yad. Balav imo means that there's a relationship, right, between the two individuals, right, the bal hapikadon and the shomer, employer employee. As of when. The Nesivus suggests maybe the following chiddush. When does the Gemara suggest that shlichus yad abayim is chayim? That's talking about a case where you didn't have the relationship of bal avimo b'shas hafkada, only subsequently there was a relationship of bal avimo. A person is a shomer, he's been watching the chepet for a year already. And all of a sudden, as of today, now we have a relationship of bal avimo. The hiring occurred today. So in such a case, if he will be Shaleach Boyad at that point, maybe then he would be Chayiv. But perhaps one could argue that if it was Balavimo B'Shas Hafkada earlier, at the time that he became the Shomer, in such a case, maybe then you would be Potter. In other words, one could be Madche the Gemara and argue that when the Gemara writes that Shlichus Yad Rabbanim is Chayiv, it's talking about a case where one had the relationship of Balavim B'Shash Shlichus Yad, but didn't exist at the time of the Hafkada. What's somewhat dachuk, right, about that possibility? Shlichus Yad is always dependent on Shas Hafkada. We mentioned yesterday that Sefer Avino. What's the Svara of Balavim? The Svara of Balavim is that look, if he's there, Iba B'Malachta, the Bala Chepetz is working for me. So he is there. So Yishmor Eshelo. So he's going to watch the Chepetz. If you just work with that Svara, so therefore the next logical step would be is that when must it be Bala Vimo? At the time, right, that the Chepetz is impaired. But that's not true. Right? Bala Vimo is not dependent on that time. Bala Vimo is all determined b'shas hafkada. B'shas hafkada. The Sefer HaKinuch himself is bothered by this. Right? If it's all based on the Svara that if the Bala Chepetz is there, that I borrowed your lawnmower. Yeah, but you're there watching me. So if I'm doing anything rash, you would say, don't do this. Well, then it should all depend on Imo B'Malachta at the time that the chepetz is impaired. So the Sefer HaKinuch writes, no chilka ha-Torah b'chad. No, stop the rest of the shiurim. So every time you're going to have to ask exactly at that moment, did it not? So therefore, the standard the Torah created was b'shas hafkada. But that's halacha p'suka. That bal avimo depends on b'shas hafkada. So offhand, this possibility that the Nesivus writes sounds very dachuk, no? But when does the Gemara assume that shlichus yad bebailim is chayiv? That's only if it was shlichus yad bebailim that there were balavimu at the time of the shlichus yad, but they didn't have a relationship of balavimu at the time of the hafkada. So that's when you're chayiv. But if it will be b'shas hafkada, in such a case, certainly then you'd be potter. Yeah, that sounds like completely dafuk, no? Obviously. Bal Avimo is always dependent on the B'Shas Hafkada. In fact, why is dependent on Shas Hafkada? Right? The Chinuch writes, that Mechilka Torah Bekach, it's according to Rav Chaim, you understand it very well. Right? That a Bala Bimo means not a Ptur, but a Hafka. So the Hafka depends on the Shas Hafka. Were you a Shomer? Were you not a Shomer? When do you determine whether you're a Shomer, whether you're not a Shomer? From the time of the Hafka. When I gave you the Chafetz to watch, do you have the status of a Shomer or do you not? That's dependent on the Shas Shvura Mesa. Depends on the Shas Hafkada. But what's this possibility that the Nesivos writes? That maybe when the Gemara writes in Bava Metzia, the Shlichus Yad Bebaile Mischai was talking about where you were Bala Bimo B'Shas Shlichus Yad and you weren't B'Shas Hafkada? Well, obviously. But how do you make sense out of this possibility? L'chor, I'll tell you the following possibility. Now, this L'chor is the Sfar of the Nesivos. Let's assume, for example, I'm a Shomer Chinam. Well, the Shomer Chinam is only Chayiv and Shia. Now I'm Shaleach Boyan. Wait a second. I'm Chayiv for everything now. I'm not only Chayiv and Shia. Shlichus Yad, Yom Shalach Kinam Lachas Reihu. If I'm Shaleach Boyan, I'm Chayiv for Geneva, Aveda, for Onsin. I'm Chayiv across the board. So ask you simply, how did this happen? I was a Shomer who was only Chayiv for Pshia, and now I'm Chayiv even Bonesin. How does that work? And as we mentioned, Shlichus Yad is not Midinei Mazik, not Midinei Gneva, Shlichus Yad is Midinei Shmira. So perhaps one could argue the following Chiddush, and that is, if you're Shaleach Boyad, and the Torah says now all the Dinei Shmira change, you know what perhaps the Lomdus is that Shlichus Yad is considered to be a new act of Hafkada. It's as though that there's a new appointment of a Shomer. You're not the same Shomer you were before. Before, you were a Shomer that was Chayiv Hamshia. Once you're Shaleach Boyad, now you're a Shomer that's Chayiv Onsin. How does that work? The answer is that's considered to be a Hafkada Chadasha. That's considered to be a new Minu Shlichus. You can have a Minu Shlichus where obviously, where if the Yisrael was Midas, where the two parties agree, I agree to watch your Chayfetz, the Chiddush of Shlichus Yad is sometimes the Torah can create a Shlichus. It creates a Shmirin. Mash the Madar Adonai. Now that the Gemara tells us a Shomer Aveda has the status of a Shomer, a Shomer Sachar. Oh, a Shomer Sachar, did I ever agree to watch the Chayfetz? And I would be Chayiv in cases of Gneva Aveda. So the Gemara writes, and that's when the Beis. You know why Rabbi Yosef says that a Shomer Aveda is a Shomer Sachar? Rachman HaShavdei Balkarcho. You didn't agree to anything. You didn't agree that you have a Chiyav Achrayus, but you know what? The Torah posited a Chiyav Achrayus. The Torah created the fact that you are a Shomer Sachar. Rachman HaShavdei Balkarcho. You're not watching the Chayfetz out of the goodness of your heart. You're watching the Chayfetz because the Torah insists that there is a Hashavas Aveda, and it creates a Shibud. It creates the Yisraelus. Rachman HaShavdei Balkarcho. You can become a Shomer even without, to use the fancy Lumbus return, the Yischaibus Midas, but as a result of a Shibud. Shibud Rachmana. Rachmana Shali Bar Korcho. If a person is Shaleach Boyad, the Torah creates a new Hafkada. If that's true, then what the Nesivos write is not out of the pale. If you first glance, you read what the Nesivos says, it sounds so strange, no? Why in the world would you think that Bala Bimo should be dependent on Shas Shlichus Yad? It's never dependent on Geneva, Zeila, Ones. Why would you think it's dependent on that and not dependent on the Shas Hafkada? The answer is perhaps because of this Lamdus. We should treat Shlichus Yad as being a new act of Hafkada. That's the Chiddush. And if that's the case, then perhaps when the Gemara tells us Shlichus Yad Rabbeinu Nesayu, one could envision it as the Nesivos mentions. It's talking about a case where you are not Bala Bimo B'Shas Hafkada HaRishon, only B'Shas Shlichus Yad. And perhaps the Lamdus is the following, right? That it's true that the Chiyuv Shmir is notched up, but this is not considered to be a new Hafkada, which is Yesh Miayin. This is an extension of the original Hafkada HaRishonah, and therefore you don't have the status of Bala Bimo. take a look again at that Nesivas, at this possible biur, right, in that approach. Now, Tosus in our Sugi, Dramasical Karkos, is bothered by the following. Tosus says that, what exactly again is our case? Tosus says, in Tomar, Ugneva Bakarcha, Hechi Shaycha. And Tosus of Yatsu Karkos. You need a puzzle to tell us that there's no kefil when it comes to karka? Problem number one is there's no shul when it comes to karka. So we dealt with that. Either the great chiddush based on the osamea, right, or the chiddush does aide gilgul. Point number two is that zeva b'karka heichem mishkakas lo. What do you have such a case? Karka is anything zealous. So you mentioned earlier, kufiyat zayin. So what do you have a case? So Tosfos writes the following: the Yeshlam of the Masim rule. One could envision cases of Gneva Gzele, even when it comes to cases of Karka as well. Tosfos says Inami b'machuber la Karka. What's the case? So Tosfos writes Ki ahi diyud gefanim teunos the toim shenignu v'lohei. I give you 10 vines laden with fruit, and all of a sudden you return. I say, and where are these vines? And all of a sudden, half of them are missing. So I claim, you know what happened? Someone broke into the orchard and stole. And v'nimtsu shu ganvan. It turns out that wasn't the case at all. You yourself, you did it. So that's a case where one could envision gneva even when it comes to karka. And therefore, you have a pasuk that tells us that b'chi ha'gavna yatsu karkos, that there is no chiyuv kefil. So Rabbi Chanan and Kovet Shirim and Os Daled, this raises the obvious difficulty. If you're dealing with that case, not karka, you're talking about mechuber l'karka. And what happened? And someone came into the field and severed it? Picked all the fruit, and you claim it was someone else, and it turned out that it was you. Rabbi Chanan writes that sulo havi karka. That's called karka. Isn't that metalkalin? Somebody stole my fruit. It turns out that it was you, the shomer. That's karka, and that's the gzeras b'kasa that you put him in a kefil. So Rabbi Chanan just writes very briefly, right, the following Yiddish, the Tzarech Lama, the Kev and the Bishas, Kabbalah Hashmira, Haya Karka. At the time of the Hafkada, that was Karka. You're right, at the time of the Maisa Gneva, it was Tolosh. But at the time of the Hafkada, that was Karka. And even if Achar Kach Nasa Tolosh, if you want to define whether something is talush or whether it's mechubar, karak or metalkalin, what point in time is critical? The time of the Kabbalah Shmira or the time of, in this case, the Gneva, the Gzela, in this instance, the Gneva, Shas Kabbalah Sashmira or Shas Gneva? Clear from our Tosfos, if that's the case, you don't have to say that's the case. You could say the case is Hasagas Vul, where it was Karka, and it's always Karka. But if you argue the case is Mechubar, so then it's clear from Tosfos that the moment which is critical is considered to be the Shas Hafkada. According to the Nesivos, that fits in very well. Bala Vino, the Nesivos says, is a Tzur Tashlum. But the Klal Prat, the Klal of Har Gemara, Karka Vari Mishtaros is a Hafgas Hashmira. You're not considered to be a Shomer at all. And that's why there's no Chiyuv Shlichus Yam in the Nesivos argue. Well, if the question is whether you are a Shomer, whether you're not a Shomer, then you understand very well the assumption of Tosfos that that's determined at the time of the Hafgada. What was its status at the time that you agreed to wash this Chafetz? Was it karka or was it metaltalin? If subsequently it became metaltalin, that still is considered to be karka. If it's a hafgas hashmira, certainly that's dependent on the shas hafgada, on the time of the kabbalas hashmira. One lachora could raise the issue, not muchach, one could raise the issue according to Reb Chaim. If avanim karkin shtaros is a ptur tashmumin, despite the fact that you are a shomer, and that's why pshia b'avanim is chayiv, pshia b'avan karkav shtaros is chayiv, but there's a ptur tashmumin, now one could raise a fundamental issue, assessed from what moment? Is that assessed from the Shas Hafgada or from the time of Shvur Mesa, the Shas HaGneva, the Zelo? One could argue each way. Maybe one could argue if it's a Ptur Tashmumin, so therefore it was stubborn to argue. It depends on the Yischaivos of the Tashmumin. Why you chayv a Tashmumin? Because it was a Gneva, Zelo. So maybe it depends on assessed that point. Or maybe you could argue, you know, that even the Chiyuv Tashlumin obviously emanates from the Kabbalah Tashmira, and therefore even the Ptur Tashlumin is a function of the Shas Hafgada. One could have argued both ways according to the Chiddush of Reb Chaim. According to Nesivos, if it's Hafgas Hashmira, again, Hafgas Hashmira, or it depends on the Shas Kabbalah Tashmira. We'll have to discuss is the following. What about when it comes to other halachos? If you want to determine whether something is considered to be karka, or whether something is considered to be metaltalin, based on what moment? The time of the hafgada, the time of shas gneva shvur umesa. What is the critical factor? Let's assume a parallel halacha. The Gemara tells us ein me'ila b'karkaos. There's no me'ila when it comes to karka. How do you determine what is considered to be karka, what is considered to be metaltalin? Let's assume, for example, the shas hakadasha, something was karka, and mainly ilu b'karkaos. But when you utilized it, that wasn't the case. You utilized it as a davar hakadosh. Is that al kedim called karka, or is that al kedim called metaltalin? Is it mishas hakadasha? Or is it considered to be b'shas ha-me'ila? The chiyuv tashlumin is generated b'shas me'ila. Here, the chiyuv tashlumin is generated because you were towing tana's gana. Do you assess its status at that moment, or do you not? This is a very fundamental machlokes. If you can take a look for tomorrow, the sugyan Sanhedrin dot tes vav amar aleph. The gemara is a machlokes with Nachman Rav Shimon Gamliel regarding a case of makdish es avdo. Take a look at that case. Rashi, take a look at Rabbeinu Hananel on that Gemara. Rabbeinu Hananel learns the Gemara in the opposite way of Rashi. And take a look in the Chiddushei HaRamban in Gittin, Daf Lamed Tes Amud Aleph, Dira Maskil Hacha. Here, Rabbi the Rishonim starts to discuss a critical issue that when it comes to Karka and Metalfin in these instances, what is considered to be the critical moment? Right? Is it Shas Hafgada? Or is it not? It also seems to assume, that's what Rav Hanan points out, that things should be dependent on the Shas Hafgada. And even if subsequently it becomes Tolush, nonetheless, Al Kedin, it still is considered to be a case of Karka, right? And that is the Chiddush of our Gemara, those cases, one is Pater Minat. Okay, so take a look at those Marmakamas, and then I try to continue going through the Gemara. We'll finish this up, right, about these aspects of Shulam Mason, Ima, Balavimo, and so on. Right. The next theme we'll discuss in Shir, right, is the Sugyan Daf Samechei Amar Aleph. As you continue, right, the Gemara goes through a whole series of Joshua's. There's some very important issues the Gemara will raise, and we'll get to. But try if you can, we'll give you some extra time before we have Shir, just simply to get up to that point in the Gemara Daf Samechei Amar Aleph. So at least for tomorrow, we'll finish up this issue, Sugyan Sanhedrin Daf Tes Vav Amar Aleph.